Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Gail Redfern's interest in spirituality has been lifelong. This led to her degrees in psychology and holistic health. A psychic, lecturer, motivational speaker, and author of four books, Inner Bridges, Ayurveda Demystified, Within and Beyond, and the book we will feature on today's program, Ancient Wisdoms, Exploring the Mysteries and Connections. She introduces us to the value of ancient knowledge as a means of bringing peace and harmony into our lives. Many cultures learned these values millennia ago. Today, she shares the significance of applying ancient beliefs and laws to modern society. Through her fourth book, Ancient Wisdoms, Exploring the Mysteries and Connections, she reacquaints us with the world's ancient teachings. And author Gail Redfern is our guest on This Week in America. Gail, a pleasure to have you with us. How are you today?
It's great to be here, and I'm just delightful. No storms.
Quiet for you, quiet for me. So this is good. We can sit back and have a nice conversation here on the program. I mentioned the four books. The four books have been so well received. Excellent reviews. Why did you write four books, and is there a connection between the four?
Yes, I did write the four books in an order. I'm a psychic, as you said. What intrigued me was that they came channeled in an order, and so that they came along, and I kept saying, why do I have to write this? Why do I have to write that? And my guides basically said, do it. Don't argue. Do it.
Just be quiet. Go to the computer and write these. And all of these are available, of course, at Amazon.com, urlinkpublishing.com. We'll give you all those as we go through the programs. And again, we will recap the four titles that are available. Our guest is Gail Redfern. If you have Redfern, if you are Googling, that's G-A-Y-L-E. R-E-D-F-E-R-N. Elders of communities around the world share similar messages, I take from reading the series of books. What is that, and why are those messages so important?
The message is very important because humanity ignores them, the whole message. And I get quite frustrated when I say, don't people hear what's needed? We have destroyed the earth. We're destroying our population. Why don't people take the time to listen, to do it, and move on? They can just live very simply, live locally, and as a first step to what is needed. With the pandemic that we had last couple of years, it was a clue to humanity that it's needed. It's good. It's destroying our planet. And then, is unfortunately, the first thing that happens has happened is, oh, good, it's over. Now we can get back to reality.
Yes.
And it has to be listened to what damage has been done. Pay attention to what damage has been done. And then you can move on to a new world.
You know,
they don't. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if it was that simple just to say it's over, let's get back to life. And it's not that simple, is it?
It certainly is not. We can make it simple by looking at our reality. And that would be the first step. We have balance in the body, balance in the community is a step that gets us into harmonic peace.
And one of the messages that you have is do no harm. And talk about that, because you're talking before about what we're doing with our environment, with the climate. Every day we pick up a newspaper or turn on a news report and we're hearing about the damage that we are doing to ourselves. How crucial is do no harm?
It's very crucial. And people don't realize just how crucial it is. I heard a talk from the Dalai Lama a few years ago, And he was saying the same thing. Just do no harm, pay attention, and peace will come. And one of my meditations, I came out of it. It's just a like a sleep. And my hands were up in the air, just sort of, they're just giving up to us. Yeah,
yes.
And we need to pay attention.
We do need to pay attention. And our guest on the program is Gail Retfern. That's GayleRedfern. A series of books, the one we're focusing on, but we're talking about all of them in general, is Ancient Wisdoms, Exploring the Mysteries and Connections. You'll find her series of books at Amazon, urlinkpublishing.com, many other places, basically wherever books are sold. Talking about some of the messages that elders of communities around the world share, and they are similar messages. One of the others is honor all cultures. Talk about that. Again, this seems very simple, but we're not real good at it, are we?
Sure not.
Yes.
That's the only word I'll say is, I think one of the simplest ways is to understand what our ancestors did and what our ancestors believe. Because if we take the moment to look back, our ancestors knew what was needed. And we need to pay attention to that. And by paying attention, we're stepping one step forward and no steps back. But we have to pay attention.
And that's one of the other messages that's so important and a focus of all of your books, which is learning from the past, learning from our elders. You have one of the messages, respect elder cultures. And we're really not good at that, are we?
No, we're not. And if you stop and pay attention to what the societies did or treated, and if you look at the indigenous people of the north of the world, you're seeing what they wanted. And it's not simple. It's just looking back and seeing what they did. Different cultures around the world are all connected.
Gail Retfern, our guest on the program, you mentioned something that was interesting, balance. Balance brings peace and healing into your world. Talk about the power of balance, why that's so important, and what we need to do to find that balance.
If you're not in balance, you're agitated, you're angry, just everything that is going on in your world, with your community, with your family, with your body, and you get sick, you get the illness, you get the anger, and what you need to do is get that into harmony. If you look at cultures, the cultures are all connected. You'll find that the Egyptian culture is in harmony with the Mayan culture, the Tibetan culture. You look at them individually and you can say, well, there's no connection. Why should I pay attention? But if you stop and take a moment and look at these cultures, you will see that they are in harmony. And by being in harmony, you're more likely to get the health and step forward.
Once
but
again,
we don't.
We don't do that, do we? And it really, when you present it in the books and in this conversation, it's very simple. The messages are very simple. They are not complex messages. We need to listen to those messages and then implement those. Our guest is Gail Retfern. She has degrees in psychology and holistic health. She's a psychic lecturer, motivational speaker, and author of four books that we're talking about on the program today. Gail, you mentioned before the pandemic. The pandemic the last 2 years has had an impact on the planet that duplicate pandemics have in the past. How do your books relate to that? And were you surprised when we had another pandemic? If we look back, we can almost predict something was going to happen.
Yes, but nobody pays attention.
Exactly.
Again, it doesn't apply to me is the attitude. But it does apply to each person. And what I found in my research is that each pandemic that we've had is a major illness. When you look at it from community A to community B, community C, they're all wrapped together. They're all connected. And once you look at those, you start to realize, oh, I need to pay more attention. And it's not just the book that's looking at the cultures, looking at the similarities, and looking at the damage that's been done to the earth. And that's step one, just what we do to the earth, to the planet.
That's why this series... Yeah, finish that, please.
No, let's go ahead.
I'm just wondering, that's why this series is so important. The book we're focusing on primarily, but we're talking about all four, Ancient Wisdoms, Exploring the Mysteries and Connections by Gail Redfern, our guest in the program. Animals are involved in the books. Three white wings, for example. What's the significant about that?
The wings I put in... Again, it was channeled information. I was told to use it. The wings are common around the globe. And you'll see the white wings connect each culture from the globe. And I put in the dove, the butterfly, and the owl. They all give us information. And if we stop and look at the owls, for example, they're in different cultures, and they come together and bring the cultures into one. Just as a butterfly flies all over the world, and people look at it and say, oh, but that doesn't apply to me. Take a moment, and you'll see that it does apply. And this is what, I mean, I love butterflies, so if I see one in my yard, I can giggle and look at it and say, ah. And we can listen to it and pay attention.
Again, one of those simple things that we sort of miss going about things in our daily lives, like a butterfly and what we can learn from the butterfly and just enjoying nature and what's around us. Time is going by so quickly. You mentioned before, and I want to talk about this, indigenous people, and you've talked about how they know how to live in the present, learning from the past. Talk about that, because, boy, that seemed like a really valuable lesson for all of us.
It is. And if you stop and look at the messages given by the indigenous people, they're telling us quite a bit. And right now, in North America, we're hearing the elders of the different cultures coming out and speaking and saying, we did not get that 10,000 years ago. Can we have it now? You should have given it to us. We didn't. We want it. Thanks. And it's the paying attention to what the different cultures are telling us.
And we need to do that. And it seems like indigenous people around the world, around the globe, seem to have the same message. Are they in tune together? Or are they following something that's obvious we all should be?
The messages that come from each one, they're all speaking the same thing. They're all saying, please. And on the back of the one book, they have messages from different cultures. Like, we'll be able to understand our future only if we understand our past. Now, that makes a lot of sense to me anyways, and to most other people. The people of all colors joy to bind what's broken and live in hope. That, again, is looking for a way to find out what damage has been done and say, oh, now I can move forward. Now I can understand it. If you study the Egyptian people, their stories go back a long ways. The Mayan, which I've studied, their messages are there, the elders. The Waitaha from New Zealand, again, are bringing the message in. And if you look at those messages, they're all live in peace.
Gail Redfern is our guest on the program. Boy, time is going by way too quickly. One of the four books is Ayurveda Demystified for Optimum Western Living. What is Ayurveda, and how does it relate? Why is it important to us?
Ayurveda, I'm laughing because I used to teach a course in it. And Ayurveda is a Hindu health system. And when you work with it, it's a healing that we can do ourselves for part of our being. And when I taught it, some of my students said, I can't figure out these words. These are funny words. And so I just changed them. So rather than use the Hindu words, I just put in what is and what is good for health. It's good for action and the different beings, different parts. And so you can sit down and say, oh, now that makes sense. I don't have to worry about whatever they are worried about.
Yes. And you've sort of done the heavy lifting for us then, haven't you? We can read this and understand what it is that we need to know, that we need to implement in our lives. For Optimum Western Living is the subtitle, and that's so important. A few minutes left in the program. What's the main message you want people to go away with, and why is it so important to have? And you talk about a personal copy. When you get these four books, it's best you hang on to them and use them for reference rather than pass them around to everybody. First of all, what's the main message you want us to have, and why is it so important to have a personal copy of these?
The one step is you have the four. You can see how they're connected. And if you have the four books, you can then refer back to one, the two,
yes,
the three, and they carry them. I couldn't write the fourth book without referring back to the other three. And with that information,
so it's important to have all of them, and you can find them at Amazon, all the usual places. URLinkpublishing.com. Gail Redfern, R-E-D-F-E-R-N, the author of all four, our guests on the program. And Gail is G-A-Y-L-E. Take a minute or so here at the end of the program, and let's go back and focus on ancient wisdom. That's sort of been the underlying theme as we've been having this conversation. What is the impact of ancient wisdom on current societies? We may think that's ancient, this is current, that's not going to work. That would be incorrect, wouldn't it? There is an impact that they have on us.
Very definitely. People that have read it, they've come up and they've actually said it makes a lot of sense to take these and wrap them into a package.
Yes.
And it shows the cultures, how they merge and how they connect. And the one thing that intrigued me when I was organizing the ancient wisdoms was the culture from the Kennewick man, which was an ancient relic, is the same as the Chilean China, the Anu from Japan. They are all the same. They've got the same characteristics, the same modules.
Yes.
And once you look at that, you can say, oh, we are the same as culture A, culture B, culture C. And that gives a connection, that gives the pride that we can have, that we are all one.
This is why this is such an important series. There are four books. I'm going to read these now, but you'll find these when you go to Amazon, you go to Your Link Publishing, you'll see all of the books. Ancient Wisdoms, Exploring the Mysteries and Connections. Ayurveda Demystified for Optimum Western Living. Inner Bridges, Opening Your Connection to Inner Peace and Harmony, and Within and Beyond, The Connection Revisited. The author is Gail Retfern, R-E-D-F-E-R-N. A book again, the book series available all of the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You'll find them at urlinkpublishing.com. Gail, time went by way too quickly. A pleasure to have you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more to talk about. Thank you for explaining all of this. The series is a very important series of books. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Really enjoy being here.
It has been our pleasure. Gail Retfern, Ancient Wisdoms, Exploring the Mysteries and Connections, the book we've been talking about. But when you Google that, you'll find the other three books in the series as well. And again, all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.